Make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. T-I on T-I-T-R. Radio Pizza Party. What do you do?
Yeah.
What? Make it louder.
Make it louder.
Woo! I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Hey, everyone.
Hi, you are listening,
to Radio,
Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM.
We're broadcasting live from
unceded territories of the Musqueam peoples on the University of British Columbia.
That's right. It's UBC. What do we do on this show? Wait, who are you, first of all?
What are you
doing here, man?
You can call me Tristan Clayton Wheeler, your host. Your host of all things eclectic.
Okay. And I am Jack Sergio Lovejoy Lemming. Ayo! That's me here. That's what do we do on our show there, Tristan?
Well, before we've done a format, which I'm just hoping to change today.
What?
So Radio Pizza Party in the past has been a show where we bring people on and we talk with them about, I don't know, randomized topics, so to speak. But today I'm trying to make this sort of a serious indie music radio show fit for university radio.
Why? What? When did you decide this, man?
Sent you a couple emails, I think.
You know I don't read emails, bro.
Okay.
And you know this is a democracy, so...
Well, 50% says that we're going to have a... This is the what it's going to be now.
And 50% says we're not. And, like, my name is first in the alphabet, and that's traditionally how ties are decided in this.
Mm. Well, so this is just going to be an indie music radio show. We're going to play... lots of indie tunes.
You don't know anything about indie music.
I know tons. I'm on this radio show. And
name
I'm this radio
three
station.
Indie bands.
Obviously, okay, so Cardi B, U2, and Motley Crue.
Only one of those are indie.
Really?
Yeah, Cardi B.
Oh,
but
oh yeah, exactly. I knew that. That was
because
I'm an indie rock.
If I was getting 33%. She's not even a rock musician.
Yeah, I think because rockers wear cardigans, and that's what that's...
No, the Smiths wear cardigans. They aren't rockers.
Yeah, rockers, and Cardi B wears a cardigan. I was looking at Ditchfork or whatever that one is, and that's where I get a lot of my information. They said that it's a cardigan
really?
Act.
The cardigan act?
A cardigan act, as they say. So they... Because she's, you know, acts that wear cardigans? Like musical acts? Like a cardigan act.
No.
Well,
that's not a thing.
You're going to have to talk to the journalism, music journalism.
Yeah, I read that all the time. You don't. Because you don't even know what the...
I'm well versed.
All right, tell me.
Ditchfork, The Conquest of Sound. I love, like, The Enemy. Spelled E-N-E-M-Y.
Yeah.
Not any other way by any other initials.
Okay.
All
notable of those were wrong.
Music journalism websites and things that I listen to or read, and I listen to their podcasts. I'm very plugged in now to indie music now, Jack, actually. So think about that.
All of those were wrong. None of this. You don't know anything. Name three more indie bands.
Okay, I mean, if we do this all day, eventually I'm going to run out of indie bands, I know.
You ran out after one, and she's not even a band.
But you did say she was indie.
Because she's from Indiana.
Okay, fine. Dale Earnhardt, Jr., and Fast Cars.
Okay, one that's a song. The second one is just a song by Tracy Chapman. And the first one... You did say Dale Earnhardt Jr. I'll give you that. That one is a band.
Is it?
Yes. You don't even know. You don't even know. I like the old format, okay?
What was the old format was, I don't know, there's so many radio shows where guys are talking. Let's be like,
you're
be a little
talking
more,
now.
A little, well, I know, but a little bit more, you know, on the cutting edge of music, on the pulse. This is what's this station
what
has been.
What do music shows usually do then? Like, let's say I'm on K-Rock in LA and I've got an indie music show.
A great indie music radio station.
Very, very well known.
K-Rock.
Yeah. Only indie.
Indie.
What am I going to be playing as an indie show? Like, what's my
what
format?
Are you playing indie music?
I start out, I'm like, hey, this is Indie with Grindy. My name's Grindy. And you're listening to Indie with
me. Yeah, this so far so good.
What next?
Then you say, next up on the roster, we're playing some Motley Crue. This is off their new indie album. It's called Indianapolis, and it's called, what's that one? There Goes Beat Goes My Heart.
There Goes
Kickstart
Beat
my
Goes
heart.
My Heart?
There Goes Beat Goes My Heart, Kickstart My Heart.
Is it brackets Kickstart My Heart?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's an indie version of, that's not version, that's just the song. That's just what that song is, because it's indie, and they have long names.
It's like a Sufjan Stevens song.
Who's that?
Sufjan Stevens?
Sounds kind of like...
Sufjan Stevens?
Sounds... Who's that? Is that like... Sounds like not a musician's name.
It's a Christian name. So, like Creed.
Most names are Christian. Isn't that what they're called? Your Christian name? Isn't that an expression for your first
not
name?
Not if you're Muslim.
No, but when people say, oh, this is my Christian name is...
I don't know where that... And now where that saying comes from.
It exists.
Yes. I will admit,
that's another,
I will admit that that saying exists.
And and that's also, coincidentally, a good indie band. Christian name.
Christian name.
My Christian name.
Is it Christian name, comma, my Christian name?
Yes. It's like...
I hate this.
It's like...
Oh, right. Yeah. I know the one. Apparently...
Metallica?
Wait. Yeah. Yeah,
that's their indie name.
So there's two, Metallica.
Yeah, most bands have indie names.
But do they make different music as indie bands?
Kind of. Basically, it's the same song on their big label. That just touched my tongue to the mic.
Ew. Ew.
Gross.
That is actually gross.
Big label songs. It's those songs, but played in a different key. So if it was major, goes to minor. Minor goes to major.
Really?
And that's how you identify a big, big name album song.
So they just swap. So they just swap it.
Yeah, they just play a different chord progression.
Cool. I'm moving over here. This is more comfortable. Do you like this better? Do you like it when I'm here more?
That's the record show.
Is
that
this
my
more
co-host?
Indie? Do you want me to change the format more? Do you want me to maybe take off my pants? If we're changing the format,
well, I don't know if that's necessary.
Where does it end, man?
Indie. I mean, if this was maybe like a metal thing, I'd get you to take your pants off.
Okay, then what should I be wearing? A cardigan? Is it because I'm wearing a black T-shirt that you don't like me?
I'm wearing a cardigan right now.
Yeah, I've noticed that. So, was this on purpose?
Yeah, because it's an indie show.
Am I not indie then? Because I'm not wearing a cardigan.
I'm not the one to judge to say that choice, but you are definitely...
You were the host of an indie music show,
but
allegedly.
You're definitely not indie.
Okay.
It's not, even though it's not my place to judge, definitely not indie.
But you're
is
making,
what I would say if I was making a judgment call, which I'm not right now, but definitely not
indie. But I'm definitely not indie.
100% not.
Okay, yeah. I agree to those odds.
You what?
Yeah.
You agree to those odds?
Yeah. Like, odds are I'm not indie right now.
Well, thank you. You just proved my point.
I feel like you're bringing down my heart rate with just how dull your voice is tonight.
It's my new voice. My new indie radio voice.
What would your voice be if this was a metal show?
Look, I'll listen to some... Some heavy metal. We're going to be listening to Sufjan Stevens. And we're going to be listening to
Vampire Weekend.
Both of those are indie musicians.
Those are metal bands.
No, they aren't.
Those are metal bands.
Neither of those.
I'm back in indie version if you haven't noticed.
Yes, I had noticed. Neither of them recorded Master of Puppets, which is the hallmark of a metal band.
That's very true.
If they've recorded Master of Puppets cover or original, then they
and
are
And when
allowed...
I say that's very true, I mean that's very true that you would think that, because that's not right.
Dang. So what do you do? Like, are you trying to make the rest of your life more indie as well?
I'm slowly trying to incorporate more indie into my life, and that means independence and also independent music.
What do you mean by independence? Like, did you...
I'm going to watch Independence Day.
Okay.
Most nights.
What do you watch on the nights that you don't watch Independence Day?
I watch just Pixar movies because they teach you how to be independent, think-free, critical-thinking person a lot of the times there.
Okay.
Which is something I like. I don't know about for you, but that's something I like.
Oh, I don't like being a free thinker. No, thanks.
You know what I always say? What's that?
If you're going to be a free thinker, just go sit in the stinker.
Hmm.
By which I mean toilet.
You know what? Having known you for a long time.
Yeah.
That seems like that's something you would say.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm an independent person. Not a free thinker, though.
Hmm. Okay. So, Jack, I got some indie questions about indie music.
Yeah, because I know more about it than you.
No, you don't because you're not. Because, well, who made the initiative to make this an indie show?
I can change this to a Mandarin music show. That doesn't mean I know anything about Mandarin.
Well, why would you make a show with oranges? That's ridiculous. Our first indie question is, what is the most indiest of bands, in your opinion?
In my opinion, is there a right and wrong answer to this?
Of course. What indie music isn't hinged on a type of unknown elitism?
Okay. If I was going to say the most indie music of all,
yeah,
I would say
more vocal fry, please, on this indie show.
Okay. I'd probably say Nirvana. Because they invented indie music.
That's weird that you'd think that. It was actually, famously, the first indie musician was Burt Bacharach.
Burt Bacharach?
Yeah.
Really? Was he born in a casino?
What's his name? Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Burt Bacharach. It's not Burt Bacharach.
Right, I'm sorry.
Burt Bacharach.
Tell me more about Burt Bacharach.
So he did a song. He said, "What the world needs now is Bacharach, sweet Bacharach." And that was the first indie song because he was drunk on the side of the street and he started singing it. And then a guy came over and said, "Hey, you're doing this without any help from those big labels." Blah, blah, blah.
Maybe make gross noises into the mic a bit more.
And that was notably an indie hit. So not a hit, because indie music can't be a hit to be famous. That's to be indie music. That's just a fact. I mean, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. What was this man's name who saw Burt Bacharach?
This man? This was Gene Simmons.
This was Gene Simmons.
Well,
how old was he?
This was... Well, when was Kiss big?
The 1840s. Oh, wait, did you say Kiss or Kissing?
I said Kiss, the band. Like,
I'm sorry.
Let me just give you some little hints. Meow.
Meow?
Because the cat man.
The cat man?
Okay, here's another hint. Ooh, ha 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 ha. It's a demon.
A cat man and a demon.
Meow. It's a Starman.
A cat man, a demon, a Starman. Like and, David Bowie?
The final one.
The final one.
Yeah. I don't know. The other one.
Wait, did they all have like nicknames in the band?
Yeah, notably. Gene Simmons was the demon.
I need to go.
I was
Kiss.
Listening to a thing on this
morning.
I had no idea
about this.
Ace Frehley was the Starman.
Okay.
Peter Criss was the cat drummer, and then there was the other one.
The other one.
Yeah.
I didn't know this. This is new to me.
But basically, what Gene Simmons did is, this was in the mid-90s. So this is when that happened.
Cool. Yeah. I've found a photo of Kiss, and now I see it.
Google. Well, that's staying. I'm actually going to take that from my show, the Google song.
Wait, there are 6 past members of Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
too bad none of them are Gene Simmons.
Yep. The Star Child, the Demon, the Spaceman, or Space Ace. And the Catman.
Starman. Okay, I got them mixed up. But this is, which is kind of embarrassing, because Kiss is one of the seminal indie bands. Like, they're, you know how like they say like these people are like the godfathers of, like, they weren't necessarily a member of that genre, but they were the ones who it solidified that Kiss was the godfathers of 2 things, actually: indie music and people liking Godfather 3.
Really, people love the Godfather 3 now.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's you don't have to talk about that, but I just wanted to say that.
Why?
That's what indie.
What specifically about them is so indie, other than the Burt Bacharach thing?
Well, okay. Obviously, the Burt Bacharach. It's hard to say a name like that.
Yeah. That's probably why he didn't make it.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, he's like,
these dumb DJs like you would be like, this next song is by Hurt.
Well, indie
Smackerack.
Indie DJs are notoriously intelligent and are able to pronounce things. But hey, I'm learning, right?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. You asked about what Kiss,
what specifically they contributed to the indie scene.
Well, most indie bands, if you see, do wear elaborate makeup.
Yes.
And they do claim to have invented things they didn't invent.
Yes.
And are arrogant.
Yes.
And suck.
Yes.
All things that Kiss do.
Yes. I don't know anything about Kiss. I never listened to Kiss. Did you listen to Kiss?
I never really listened to Kiss, no, but I know of Kiss. Side note on Kiss, this guy I went to high school with, he said his favorite band was Kiss.
Wow. Was it you?
It wasn't me.
Was it Nick?
Wasn't Nick. I wouldn't hang out with someone like that. No.
What was his name?
Luke.
Wilson?
Yeah, it was Luke Wilson.
You went to high school with Luke Wilson?
Well, yeah, he was a teacher there.
Oh. Do you think you went to high school with your teachers?
Yeah. Like, I went to high school with Mr. McKay, Mr. Ritchie, Mrs.
Like Lionel?
What?
Mr. Ritchie.
Yeah, Lionel Ritchie as well. I went to a very, like, Luke Wilson was one of the teachers, Lionel Ritchie. Ritchie didn't do music, surprisingly.
What did he teach?
He taught biology.
Wow.
Yeah. And he would always come in singing that song that's like, don't know much about biology, you will soon.
He'd say that.
Every class.
That sounds like a threat.
I know, and it was threatening. But then, I ended up learning a whole lot about biology. It's kind of one of my, one of those memorable classes.
Yeah. I have a lot of memorable classes.
Mm-hmm.
When were Mr. Ritchie's classes? Were they in the day or were they all night long?
Well, that's a good question. They were in the day.
Okay.
But he did say, he'd be like, hey guys, you did your tests the other day, and I was marking these all night long.
All night.
And we'd all have to say all night. Like, it was like, it was,
did you have to do the part where he goes like, up, 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 up? You go all the way, like through the whole song?
No, well, he would on a good day.
If anybody did well,
yeah,
he makes them sing that part. With one of those kids' mics.
Why did you ask? Oh, because we were talking about Kiss. Yeah. But indie. So you said some of your favorite indie bands. What are some of your favorite indie bands?
I like Beach House and Wilco and Arcade Fire isn't indie anymore.
Yes, they are.
And
they're indie now. And they weren't before.
Oh, right. Sorry. I was mixed it up. And Car Seat Headrest.
Car Seat what?
Headrest.
Mm-hmm. Is that a band or?
It's a man.
What? A man named Car Seat Headrest?
Well, his name is Will Toledo, which I think is ridiculous because I always drive thinking, like, you know where I'm going to drive to Toledo, Ohio to pick up some candy bars. And I end up driving to this guy's house. He doesn't even live in Ohio.
And, well, that's...
It's really getting me... It's really creasing my trousers.
Oh. I always thought that expression was grease my trousers, and I thought that was when you peed yourself or something.
Do you pee grease?
I have.
When? What? When?
I did drink a lot of motor oil once.
Why?
Because I thought that would be pretty indie to do.
Were you like, you know what indie musicians do? Is die.
Well, yeah. Some of the famous indie musicians ever have died.
Like?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln, did you say?
Abraham Lincoln.
Okay. You know we're 22 minutes into this indie music show and you haven't played any indie music?
Really? Have we been on air this entire
time? We have been on air this whole time.
I thought I was playing some indie music.
No. Did you think this was just like studio chatter?
Right? I just was like playing Love Gun, like that album by Kiss.
No, we've established Kiss isn't indie. They're the godfathers of indie, obviously.
I know, but it was kind of like a retrospect type of show idea I had. Listening to
We're on the air, man. We've been on the air this whole time. That's why we introduced the show at the start.
I thought that was
Are
practicing.
You okay?
I thought we were practicing.
No.
I think I'm going to throw up.
Oh, man. Go to a break first.
Okay, let's go to a break. I might go throw up.
Please don't.
This song is an indie song. I think I just Googled indie. It's called Unknown. This is by Unknown Mortal Orchestra, and the song is called.
You have lucked into an indie song.
Really?
Yeah, they're an actual indie band.
Really?
You should know.
I mean,
this,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Okay.
You should know.
This is Everyone Acts Crazy Nowadays by that band, I guess, which is indie, which is I'm very on the pulse.
Yeah, you're on the pulse of
Gene
Simmons.
Thank you. nothing. Did you hear that sound? Maybe. Gonna jump in there. Forward. Despite this feeling. Forward. Despite this feeling. Everyone. That's crazy. That would be everyone. That's crazy.
About fashion. We asked CITR's student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
What newspapers and magazines did you regularly read to stay informed and to understand the
I've
world?
Read most of them, again, with a great appreciation for the press, for the media.
But, like, what ones specifically?
All of them.
Want to know more than Sarah Palin? Join CITR's Current Affairs Coordinator Alex DeBoer every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. in room 2514 in the AMS Nest to learn best practices for covering local current affairs topics for radio. The weekly training sessions will cover writing for radio, determining newsworthiness, media ethics, interviewing, writing balanced stories, and more.
Hi, you're listening to Radio Pizza Party.
101.9 CITR. We are attempting to salvage this show.
This is our new format, which is now an indie music album.
Still not on
album. Sure, it could maybe be an album. This is technically an album.
Should we do this as tracks? Like, let's cut it up into 3-minute bits.
I think we could probably do that. Yeah, so usually before we've always had kind of a talk-based show, but now I want to do a lot of indie music.
It still is a talk-based show. We're half an hour in, man. You've only played one indie song.
Yeah, well, that was a mistake. I'm going to fix that. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just lucked onto playing an indie song by accident.
Yep.
I
don't know if there's luck involved. I was pretty skilled, surgically skilled, I'd like to say.
Yeah? What was your thought process in picking that song?
Well, I looked up the word indie. Yeah. Because I always like to familiarize myself with that word.
Yes.
It's many changing definitions. See, the dictionary didn't pull
how
a fast one.
How has it changed
one.
In the last... Well, how often does it change?
Well, sometimes you'll find that words the dictionary will change the meaning of just to, like, kind of keep people on their toes.
Okay.
They've done this with words like loaf, squidge, you know, things like that.
What did they do with loaf and squidge?
They just changed them to... They I think for those ones, they actually reversed the two.
So when I go to the store, am I buying a squidge of bread now?
Well, for that 2-week period, yeah.
Oh, it was just 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then they changed it back because everyone noticed, and the dictionary was like, "See, you guys can't take this stuff for granted."
Yeah, they should do that to doctors, like change the definitions of two diseases.
Yeah.
Yeah, some guy goes in for appendicitis. Next thing he knows, he's getting chemo.
That would be.
He dies. So you Google indie.
Mm-hmm. That song comes up, and I click it.
And you click it. That is your.
Because that's.
That is your deep dive.
Generally, that's pretty deep. I mean, how many? I'm not Jacques Clouseau. Wait.
Who's that?
Who am I thinking of?
You just said the guy from the Pink Panther.
I did. That's what I meant to say. Jacques Clouseau. The deep sea
the
guy.
The deep sea guy in the Pink Panther.
Jacques Cousteau. Clouseau.
Yes, that's the one.
Cousteau. Yeah, Jacques Cousteau.
Yes. Great.
I'm not him. I'm not going to be spending hours underneath the water looking at, what, crabs? Crustos? Do you think he ever was like, wow, my name's Christo and I'm looking at crustaceans. This is wild.
You think his name was Jack Crusto?
What was his name?
Jack Cousteau.
Cousteau?
Yeah.
Still, I think that still applies. Cousteau and
Do you
Cousteau.
Think he ever thought, like, well, hey, maybe my like, name ends in O, like the French word for water, which is what I'm spending all my time in. And then he laughs underwater and suffocates.
And isn't that how he died?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Jack, I actually got a little fun little indie game.
Do you now?
Planned.
What's the game?
It is called Indie Hot or Not. This is an indie song.
It's a really long intro, man. Oh, we're going into the...
I'm just going to slowly fade that out. So that's
you take so long to fade things out, too.
Well, I like to give them these indie songs room to breathe. So I'm going to give you some for the how this game works. Hindi, indie,
yeah,
hot Eindai. Or not. Huh?
Eindai?
Eindai.
Like Eindai music.
Ayn Rand?
Yeah, why okay. not?
Okay. I give you an indie thing. Or I give you something, and you need to tell me if it's hot or not in the indie world.
Okay.
Okay. The Kooky Caveman.
The Kooky Caveman.
Hot or not in the indie world?
I would say not. Hey, wait, is this like a, am I, what happens if I'm wrong? Am I ever wrong about something, or is
yeah.
this just subjective?
No, you can be right or wrong.
What happens if I get one wrong?
Well... You'll find out during the next break.
Oh, God. I see you undoing your belt. To pull out a pair of jumper cables.
Mm-hmm.
What? So I said not, and they're not. What's next?
Okay, well, I like to...
Do I need a reason?
Yeah.
Because they aren't hot in the indie world.
Who are they?
They're Kooky Cavemen, and that sound's gone now, people.
That wasn't a real band, so it shows that you're just kind of dishonest on this show.
Am I wrong? They're still not hot.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, you've been aced.
Hot or not in the indie world, coconut-based drinks.
Hot.
Not. Last week, Ezra Koenig, that's his name, right?
Yes.
Said
the host of Serial.
Yeah. said, no more coconut drinks, and now the indie world has been aflame to all coconut products. They're actually having big mass coconut burnings.
Of course they've been aflame. They don't have any coconut water to put them out.
Yeah, that's a bit of an issue. I said, hey, guys.
Excuse me, sir.
But, you know, when Ezra Koenig says something, you can't disobey that. That's indie. That's indie talking to you, basically.
That's true. He knows John Mayer.
And... That's like basically knowing Jesus H. Christ.
You know that John Mayer's middle initial is H?
His middle initial is the same as mine.
Is John Mayer's middle name is Clayton?
Yes.
Oh, poor guy. Poor both of you. I told Sophie that your middle name was Clayton, and she said, no way. Get him away from me. That's why I haven't seen her in so long.
Well... That's not very indie of her.
No, you're right.
Something.
What would have been indie of her? What's an indie reaction to finding out that her boyfriend's best friend's name is Clayton.
So you want me to kind of act it
yeah,
out?
Yeah, act it out. Yeah. So, okay, so.
You be you, I'll
yeah,
be Sophie.
I'll be me, because yeah. that's all I know how to do. Hey, Sophie, guess what Tracy's...
Yeah?
Guess
yeah?
what... you nut. Guess what
that's
Tristan...
That's me. This guess is what, all indie. This
guess what Tristan's stuff. Middle name is?
It's probably like Gananthlinor.
You're close. Oh, you make me laugh so much.
That'd be an indie thing to say.
It'd be an indie thing to... All right. I'm going to say this after. It's Clayton.
Huh. That's what it would have been. That would have been an indie thing to say on Sophie's part.
What mood is huh?
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear. It's huh.
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 Is that good? Is it bad?
Depends what then they say next.
What who says next?
The
what
person,
would you have
the speaker.
Said? What would you have said?
Well, there? Me, Tristan, I would have been like, that's pretty awesome. That's a great middle name. But she might have different things to say, but they couldn't be mean to me because that would not be indie.
Being mean to people is so not indie.
That's yeah.
Yeah.
When have you ever seen a mean person and they also be indie?
Henry Rollins.
Henry Rollins is an indie.
He's not making a lot of money.
Huh?
He's not making a lot of money.
Henry Rollins isn't even. Who is Henry? What?
Isn't he the guy from Black Flag?
What? Henry Rollins? Black yeah. Flag? Oh, those guys are such sellouts.
Really? They're sellouts?
Oh. Every album, every song, it might as well be corporate music.
I love Trident.
Trident. Like, same. Black Flag, Fugazi, Dead Kennedys. Most sellout bands.
Yeah.
All they talk about is how much they love government corporations.
And Crest. And Colgate.
They're big toothpaste people.
Total. You know that song? Don't talk smack about Total. They yeah. really love Total.
Yeah, that was a big one for the DK, as they say.
Yeah, the Donkey Kongs. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
well, they
up
were
the
Donkey Kongs for a while. Because
right. And then Ted Kennedy hired them. He dies. And he goes, well, guys, what are we going to do now?
Mm-hmm.
I know. Man, you know a bit more about indie than I thought.
Yeah.
But they aren't very indie.
You know what was another indie, very indie move?
What?
When I think Robert Kennedy got in that car accident off.
No.
Did he?
He was shot.
What?
RFK was shot by Sirhan Sirhan in a hotel kitchen.
No, but didn't he, wasn't he?
That's Ted Kennedy.
Ted Kennedy when he was in
and
the,
he let the woman drown.
He let her?
Yeah, maybe he couldn't save her, but he didn't call the cops for about 12 hours.
It's very indie.
He went home.
Very indie. And Sirhan, that's an indie name.
That's a very indie name. He was actually the lead singer of Kiss at the time.
Oh.
That's a very godfather of anything to do.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, he was, like, there's the star man or star ace, and then there's the Sirhan man.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, then they had that song that was like, I'm going to be in a kitchen one night. Duh.
Yeah. Oh, we're getting a call.
We're getting a call.
Our indie show is really getting picked up by people. Let's hear it.
All right, let's see what these people say about indie. Hello. You're on air on Radio Pizza Party, Indie Music Hour.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going? I just want to talk to you about the indie rock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. When does it not become indie?
That's an excellent
question.
Because
you start off independent, doing your own thing, and then there comes a time where you hit mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
So does that still make you indie?
So I think it's usually the opposite. You start off mainstream, and then you become indie, in my experience.
How do you become indie?
Well, you look at people like Kiss. They revolutionized that. When they were making Caskets, that was very indie.
Yeah, really?
Yes, I can understand that.
What was your name there, sir?
It's Wheels.
Oh.
Number one fan.
Oh,
Wheels.
Oh,
any relation to our host Tristan Wheeler?
Maybe.
What do you think of the new format, the indie music format?
I'm a little bit unaware of it. I kind of was Googling it a little bit. But...
Well, that's what I was. I mean, I know a lot about indie myself as well.
But how I always remembered it was just like the artist, whatever it may be, painter, music, whatever it may be.
Painting, very just, indie.
Painting, yeah. Is very indie. Can't get picked up by a record label if you're painting.
That's very true.
No, but you could also be bought by a big, huge advertising company.
Like and Trident. Still,
like
or,
Trident.
Or Colgate.
Yeah.
You can paint gum.
So then, are you still indie?
I think if you're painting gum, you're pretty indie.
That's pretty indie. Not many people are buying paintings of gum. Except for Trident.
Yeah.
They love it. They love the stuff.
Before we let you go, I got one last question there for you, Wheels. What Saran Saran, is that indie or not?
Saran Saran.
No, Sirhan Sirhan.
Not Duran Duran.
Sirhan Sirhan.
Oh, that's a good question because I'm a little bit uneducated on that.
Well,
I would say it's indie because I don't know about it yet.
Oh,
and it hasn't hit mainstream.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, fantastic.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in. Always great to hear from you there.
Wheels.
Maybe my dad.
Maybe Tristan's father. Maybe not.
Okay.
All right.
Love you. Listen to you all the time. Cheers.
Love you. Bye.
Yeah, you love your dad?
That was a very indie moment.
That was. Wait, so do you love your dad?
Let's go. yes.
Answer my...
But that wasn't my dad that just called.
I was just wondering in general.
Oh, yeah. How about you?
Yeah.
You call yourself an indie fan, you love your dad? That's so lame, Jack.
No, you're thinking of metal fans. Metal fans don't love their dad. Love their moms, though. They just don't love
Yeah,
their
I mean, that's why they're... that's why they're in metal, am I right?
Yeah. Nothing more metal than...
Freudian complex. Oedipus.
Yeah. That's where I was going with that.
That's where I was going with that. You didn't pick it up.
Yeah, I noticed. I picked it up. I was not going to put it down, though.
Good. Run with it.
I am fully reclined here.
Me too. Why don't we go to another little indie song?
Yeah. What's your indie song?
So it's a famous, famous indie band. They're hugely indie, which is kind of an oxymoron, but...
Yeah.
They're called the Bare Naked Ladies.
They are so not indie.
What?
They're one of the biggest Canadian bands.
I don't know about that.
They did the theme song for The Big Bang Theory, one of the least indie shows on
Earth. That song is so indie. No one knows it.
I would say that a good 6 to 8 million people know it every Thursday night on CBS.
68. It'd be different if it was 68, but 628 is a different...
lot of people.
I don't know. I mean, it's not like the final episode of MASH. That's when it's not indie anymore. That's the cutoff.
That's the cutoff. It has to be the final episode of the most watched show of all time.
Yeah.
All right, play it. I guess it's indie now. You've broken me.
So this song is called Preoccupations, and it's this. Oh, I might have made a mistake. This isn't Bare Naked Ladies. We might play them later. This is... Do you know these Preoccupations? Is those?
Yeah, they're an actual indie band. How do you keep lucking into this?
I'm aware of these things, of course. Evidently.
You are so stupid.
Okay, well, that's a bit rude.
Stop being so stupid then.
Well, I don't know if that's justified for you to say something like that.
Oh my god.
So this song is, I guess, called Disarray. Disarray. And it's
Disarono?
No. It's by Preoccupations.
Okay. Well, I'll see you in a minute, everyone. This is our second show, almost an hour into the show. Our second song, almost an hour into the show. We'll be right back.
Safety, I have a right to education, I have a right to my culture. Kids like me need to know about child rights and earlier age what to do about it.
Today, the Canadian Council of Child and Youth Advocates asks you to make every day a day to stand up for children's rights in your life. If you are a young person who needs the help of an advocate, you can also find the advocate for your own province listed on ccdya.ca.
Member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts around downtown at
Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, Sakura's Classical Records, the Cinematheque, Vinyl Records, and the Fall Tattooing.
This is an advertisement for Finding the Funny on CITR 101.9 Mondays 6 to 6:30. We'd love for you to tune in and check us out on Twitter at Finding Funny FM. Every week, host Nico McEwen talks about new comedy topics, whether it be stand-up, sketch comedy, TV comedy, and more, always playing some of the most hilarious bits with your host, Nico McEwen.
Hey everybody,
hi,
we are back with Radio Pizza Party.
Music, Radio Party Pizza Party.
Oh yeah, sorry.
CITR 101.9 FM.
I guess since we've been harangued into indie music, yeah, it's indie music now. Tristan, go on.
Yeah, so we've been talking indie music, indie topics, indie things, yeah.
Sweet. Go on.
Well, I just really think indie music is something that there's not enough of. You can never get too much indie music.
What if you're playing two songs at once?
That's what I do all the time.
Should we give that a try right now?
No.
Okay. Why not?
Just kidding. Let's do it.
Yeah. What's this?
No hormones, no steroids, nothing.
You're going to have a burger, no?
This is awesome. I love this.
Never too much. Should we toss in a third?
Sure. This is the best. I love this. There's never enough indie music.
Yeah. This is a normal thing that normal radio stations do.
Yeah, this is the best. I think I'm going to turn that down because I am going to be like two.
Save it for later,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, save it for later. That's going to be one I'm going to be keeping for myself.
Yum, yum. I want some.
Yum, yum, please.
More indie music.
More indie music for me.
Yee.
So, Jack, we've talked what is considered indie, what your favorite indie things are.
Yeah.
And we talked about how Kiss is your favorite indie.
Absolutely.
Oh, so you seem like you've come on to my.
I was saying absolutely. You've said that. I still think that you have a very warped perception of what indie music is, and you really have no idea who I am or where you are. But
well, that's sometimes true, but that's not my fault.
What do you mean that's not your fault?
Well, if you have the amount of alcohol I've had, then you're gonna be a little less aware of your surroundings.
Do you mean today?
Yeah, in the last, I'd say 15 hours.
In the last 15 hours, how much? 15 hours.
Yeah.
So you started drinking at... Oh, come on, Jack. You can do math.
5 in the morning. No, 4 in the morning.
4 in the morning. You started drinking at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
What were you drinking?
Well, first I started off with water to coat the stomach.
Okay.
Had a couple liters of milk once that got through.
Okay.
And then just whatever I could find.
Whatever you could find.
Like the most indie things to drink.
Okay, like maybe a PBR, you hipster? Or?
No, like bathtub gin.
Okay, like Pruno.
Like Pruno, yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of Pruno. Okay. I was had it fermenting underneath my bed for a couple weeks. A couple of them popped. It smelled horrible. But it was good. It worked out. Right. And I've had a lot of it today.
Okay, I need to Google Pruno again because I know it's gross, but I don't remember exactly.
You basically put some sort of whatever type of fruit you can find in with some sugars, and then you just ferment it in a bag. Is
that
my
sounds
understanding?
Awful. But yes, please. I've now Googled it. Can you sing the Google song?
I'll make it indie. I'll add some like reverb or something. Google down the river to the 4th of July.
This looks
because
heinous.
It's it in the music and I'm ready to cry. Indie music is what I love, and indie music comes from the god of indie above.
There's an actual wine called Pruno.
Cool.
Yeah. That is so disgusting.
And I also drank a lot of liquid soap.
Why, man?
Well, I mean, sometimes you gotta burp bubbles.
Why?
Yeah, that's just how it goes. So,
This is an article posted in 2003 on blacktable.com called Make Your Own Pruno and May God Have Mercy on Your Soul.
Yeah, it's for people in prison generally, right?
Yeah.
Prison? Super indie.
Did you go to prison?
And I was in solitary confinement.
Why?
Well, I was just violent to the other inmates.
Okay, cool.
Simple. Simple as that, you know?
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Simple as that. What were you in there for in the first place?
That's been my past.
I'd like to hear it.
Well,
if we're going to be locked up in this room, does this remind you of prison?
It's in my past.
Okay.
It's in my past.
You just gave me a 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah, it's something
I'm
I don't
worried now.
Okay. Well, I can tell you. But can you turn the mics off?
Okay.
Are they off? Boop boop boop. There's a lot of buttons. Did you turn the lever? Did you pull the lever?
Kung. All right, they're off.
Okay. Hey, Jack.
Hey, dude.
So you know when I said I was in prison?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't really. I wasn't in there for something good, you know?
Yeah.
I sold a bunch of counterfeit merch at an indie show.
At what show?
At an indie music show.
Yeah.
The band playing was, I'm not sure.
Tell me.
Well, just put it, well, one of their biggest hits is rhymes with Pumbo Number Dive.
No way.
And I was selling counterfeit. They're counterfeit merch, so.
You were selling counterfeit merch for Lou Vega?
Yeah. And I got put in jail, and then I was solitarily confined.
You were solitarily confined?
Well, because I was.
What kind of merch? Was it like lighters, like cigarettes?
It was AKs.
You were selling counterfeit AK-47s?
Yeah.
Do you know what the AK stands for, man?
Auto
kill.
Auto kill 47. Automatically kill 47 people
if you line them up. Yeah. And you're there, proud of this.
I'm not proud of this.
You are. The
mics are off right now, right? Right. The mics are off, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so nobody's hearing this. This is just us. This is okay, just good. Stage chatter.
So you have some like indie music playing, right?
Yeah, I have some Bare Naked Ladies.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But yeah. So you can. How many of these did you sell?
Well, there were. I mean, a lot, and that's the thing too, is that they were really upset when I said I couldn't identify anyone because everyone was wearing like ski masks and like things covering their faces and that sort.
Yeah. Were you selling guns to bank robbers?
I mean, I didn't ask what their jobs was. I was just trying to do indie stuff, right? Like, okay. I'm trying to get into the community. Well, give or take 15 days.
You were in jail 15 days for selling counterfeit guns.
Yeah, solitary confinement for probably about 15 minutes of that entire stint.
So
solitary confinement is just like when you're by yourself, for me.
Oh, for you?
Yeah.
So what were you doing in this 15 minutes alone?
Well, I was like washing my hands, going to the bathroom.
Oh, like cumulative?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you were there for 15 days, and you were only in the bathroom for 15 minutes of it.
Well, you got to get out of there quick. That's where you get the shiv.
You got shivved?
Well, I didn't because I was quick.
That's true.
We should go back to the show.
Okay.
Such a long process for the mics.
And Donald Duck? Back on.
Donald Duck, super indie. So yeah, this is our indie show.
It is. We were just apparently. Listening. I'm slowly getting into the swing of things.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still not. I don't know, man. You just seem to have a fundamental misunderstanding of how indie music works.
Yeah, it's most like I've heard that before, but I mean, like I don't think that's fair to say. But
why don't you think that's fair?
Jack, you just like you know. It's kind of obvious. It's kind of sad that you have to ask that. That's all I'm saying.
You're sad. I'm sorry for yawning into the mic. But yeah, you're sad.
Hmm.
You're sad.
Saying I'm sad.
Hey, if the shoe fits, you are sad.
Sadness is also like the least indie of the emotions.
Dude, don't cry.
I try to be.
Don't cry, man, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. I learned that from my dad. If you yell at a kid not to cry, he'll stop crying. You just have to yell it loud.
Did that work on you?
No. Worked on my dad, though.
So you'd say that to your dad?
Yeah.
Oh. Interesting.
I'd hit him with the car, and he'd be there crying, and I'd just go, "Hey, Dad. Don't cry." And he'd go, "Yes, sir."
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Jack, when you're also, hey, let's introduce you. Your name's Jack Lamming. Have we done that?
We have.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
We're here on the Indie Radio Hour and a Half. Radio, pizza, indie, radio, indie. Audi, audi, audi.
Oi, oi, oi. Yeah.
That's the name of the whole thing there, but
yep, that's what we're doing. Indie.
Yeah, so Jack, you're in an indie band.
Not personally, no.
No, but this is a hypothetical. You're in an indie band. What do you do?
What what instrument do I play?
Yeah, and like what do you kind of do in your free time?
In my free time just as a person?
Yeah, you're in an indie band. What do you do in the band? What do you do outside of the band? What do you do for work? Favorite foods? Hobbies?
You're just asking me to describe myself.
No, well, being an indie, evidently you don't understand how indie music works, because once you are in the indie band, changes everything about your existence.
Okay.
So? Fill me in!
I would say that my hobby
is
picking coins out of the sewer. Foraging for coins and rings.
Popular indie music.
I would, on my downtime, I spend a lot of time watching YouTube videos.
Okay. Like which kind?
They mostly have to do with rings and coins.
Cool.
Yeah. How to sell them. And Wayne Coin interviews.
Oh, he's a fun guy, hey?
Oh, so you know him. Like, you know that kind of indie music.
Well, he's not indie, though, but.
What is he?
I think he's notably a jazz musician.
You think Wayne Coyne is a jazz musician?
Yeah,
Play some Flaming Lips, and we can hear some of Wayne Coyne's famous jazz.
Okay, I'll play some Flaming Lips. While I'm doing that, do you want to continue on what you do as...
So I'd say every morning I would wake up,
mm-hmm.
and every evening I would go to bed. If you want a bit more detail of my day, would you?
Yeah, keep going.
Okay. I wake up in the morning. I go downstairs.
Here is some
All right.
some Flaming Lips. And it is obviously not indie, definitely jazz. This is Wayne Coyne.
This is Miles Davis.
This is Wayne Coyne. This is the Flaming Lips.
Now play some Miles Davis for me, please.
For sure.
I'd like that.
Just continue telling about your day.
So for breakfast, I'll usually eat Cheerios, Oreo-O's, coins, anything that resembles a coin, really. So like a bunch of chocolate dollars in milk.
Cool, yeah. Don't need to suppress that yawn at all.
Nope. I don't suppress
things anymore.
This is
jazz music, which is
Miles Davis,
not indie. Oops.
This is a short song.
Yeah,
I'm a fan. That was good.
Yeah,
that.
So yeah, that's me of that REM that's jazz. Song. That's why jazz is so popular among music kind of nerds.
It's because it's short and sweet.
Yeah, they're like they put so much into those seconds, right?
That really all I heard was maybe a tambourine and a guy going that.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
And that's...
To each their own.
Wayne Coyne, which is the first example, Flaming Lips, which is definitely not indie. Second one was...
Also jazz, even though they were completely different styles?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, you've sort of cornered yourself here, haven't you?
No, I misspoke.
You spoke miss.
First one was definitely indie.
Go on.
And the second one was jazz, which we don't like. We don't like jazz because that's not indie.
Yeah, it's got to be indie if you're going to be talking to me. It's the rhyme I always say.
That's what I always say as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So cool.
I am so cool. Thanks, man.
So, Jack, I feel like you're skeptical of my indiness.
I am incredibly skeptical of your indiness because you don't know how jazz works.
You say that, but then I'm kind of showing you up on the show.
Really, you're showing me up how? Huh? You coward?
Just with everything I say, it's kind of a slam dunk on you.
You aren't even looking me in the eyes right now.
Just sort of smashing.
Stop glancing over at me. Look at me. Look at me in the eyes if you're going to talk to me.
I'm just sort of... You know, I'm just getting you.
You look so bored.
I'm just getting you. Well, indie music isn't interesting. Have you ever listened to an indie radio show?
Yeah, I'm currently on one, apparently.
Well, other than this one.
Yeah, I listen to NPR.
They're all... You listen to NPR?
Yeah. That was another thing I do in my life, is I listen to NPR. All coins considered. This American Ring.
Is that a coin based?
Yes, they talk about coins that were salvaged from a sewer. It's good. Can we go to a break? I'm getting tired of you.
Well, that's definitely not nice to hear.
Yeah, well, you changed the format of our radio show.
Yeah, well, I try to make things better every once in a while.
Okay, now you're getting even more rude. I'm hating this so much. Well, I am not enjoying this.
You would. You would say that.
Yeah, I would say that when you changed the format of the radio show the second we started the show.
Well, yeah, sometimes you gotta, like, have you seen, like, these indie radio guys? They're so cool. I just want, like...
I'm gonna ditch this creep.
Hey.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later, man.
As far as I'm concerned, you can drop off the earth. And that's a promise.
You know, keep your concerns in your pocket, man.
All right, so this next song is... I believe it's Alva Vaze. Does that sound familiar? That's indie. That's indie.
How do you keep doing this? You're like a savant. You just somehow fall backwards into a pile of indie music when you think that Wayne Coyne is a jazz musician.
Okay, well, this is always Dreams Tonight. Hey, now that Jack has gone, I'm liking this. Oh, man. Now I just gotta play indie music. Okay. I guess this is Dreams Tonight, which is probably an indie song. Let me know. Call in. 604-822-2487.
It was magic hour. Dream. fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Am I wrong?
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Nihilists.
The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Who's the f***ing nihilist around here, you bunch of f***ing crybabies?
And we're back to Radio Pizza Party. On CITR 101.9.
Yep, that's us. Here FM. We are. FM, is that where we're on? Is it?
Yeah. This is, of course,
Radio Pizza Party.
Yeah, but the new indie version of the show.
I don't like that, man. I don't like it.
What's wrong with that?
What's right with that?
Well, we're an indie show now.
Yeah.
And we play only indie music, indie rock, indie.
Well, I have an indecent proposal. Let's go back to the normal way.
What are you, Jonathan Swift?
I don't know who that is.
He did that.
I know Jane Quickly.
Oh, that's his sister.
Yeah, with a different last name.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
It's
she seems cool.
It's an English thing back when those... when like an old English thing. You know when people talk about jolly old England.
Yes.
Yes.
The UK.
That's what they're talking about. They're talking about Jonathan Swift and his sister, Janet.
Bono.
Quickly. Whoa, what? That's very indie.
I got new music to me.
You too, that indie release last year?
Yeah.
That they just, or two, I guess it would be 2-3 years ago now, where they just gave everyone that album? Super indie.
Yeah, I think that was my best idea. I don't think I've ever done
What are you doing, Jack?
Smart.
What? Oh, sorry. Bono just inhabited me for a minute there.
Well, that was scary.
I'm sorry.
That was like a poltergeist.
Who's poltergeist?
Poltergeist is actually a good friend of mine, so I don't like when you make jokes about him.
What does he do?
Huh?
I'm having to follow this mic around a lot today. Sorry, it's swaying. What does he do?
He inhabits people's bodies and makes them do things.
Like what?
Mm.
Like sing?
Like sing. Mostly just sing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, so we were talking indie music, some of our favorite indie acts. Indie acts.
You know what I like?
Hmm.
Indie Island Def Jam Records. My favorite indie label.
Are they indie?
No, they're huge. They're Def Jam. They're like...
What?
You know, Def Jam. The record label?
That sounds indie.
No. It's Dr. Dre. Or no.
What?
Wait, no, he does Aftermath. I can't remember.
He's indie.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's an indie rock. Indie rock, Dr. Dre.
Yeah, play some Indie Rock by Dr. Dre.
Play it?
Yeah, you do a cover.
Okay. Do
you want me to do the backing beat? Or?
Bam, bam, bam. Bam, bam, bam. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 bam, bam, bam. Bam, bam, bam. Dr. Dre, here's my name. And I'm here to play some rock and roll.
That was remarkable. I loved that.
That's what Dr. Dre indie rock is. That's what he sounds like. And I mean, I don't like any other assertion by anyone.
Assertion.
Emphasis on the first syllable there. It's probably wrong. It's definitely wrong.
I didn't like that at all.
Well, welcome to being not liking things and being wrong. Sorry, honey.
Oh, no.
Sorry, honey.
I didn't like that.
Honey, take a seat.
Honey, you got a big storm coming.
Hey, honey. Make sure you stop by the store.
You could go to 5 or 6 stores or just one. All right, why are you reaching over to me?
Because I want to feel you.
This is weird. We don't touch.
So I'm putting my hand into Jack's hand.
And we're talking, it's very like a dead fish.
We're talking indie music. Of the indiest of indie rocks, what do you think does not deserve to be called indie music?
Anything you've mentioned tonight. But somehow,
what?
Any of the bands you've talked about tonight, none of them have been indie. But
what about Zapruder? He was indie.
Zapruder?
Yeah.
He didn't make music. He shot the president.
What?
Yeah.
What? On film, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's super indie.
Yeah.
That's my favorite indie film.
Is
it wasn't
the
released.
Zapruder film.
It wasn't released on any big, like, Warner Brothers. There was no, like, bum ba da 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 da. And then, very distasteful that would have been.
That would have been really distasteful. This is the worst joke you've ever made. I hate you.
Yeah, there's a reason you don't see that. That's because it's an indie film. It starts off. It's like Dogma.
It's like Lady Bird.
It's like Lady Bird.
It's the president getting shot.
We have a lot of assassination humor today.
You really do.
Maybe humor. We're not a humor show, though.
Not anymore, apparently.
No, we're...
We're dead serious.
Yeah.
Speaking of dead, the Kennedys.
Which is what brought us to here.
The
least indie band.
Let's track our jokes right to where they started. Nothing better.
Yeah, that'd be very indie.
So indie, so cool, so alpha.
So cool and indie. So we've got about 9 minutes left on the old show.
Yeah, we do.
Which is just, I guess, letting you guys know that.
Yeah, just so you know.
So why don't we talk finally, okay, about any final thoughts you have on indie music?
I like indie music. There's good
stuff.
Okay,
what are some indie music that you like? Oh, you've mentioned Beach House, not even a band. That's just a place. House on a beach, bam. You mentioned...
Bon Iver.
They did Rasputin. I'll give you that. That's
I saw
pretty...
a man playing Rasputin on the accordion today.
Just out on the street?
Yeah, in a SkyTrain station. If you couldn't tell, we were in Vancouver.
How? I couldn't tell. I guess if they're listening to this live, they're going to tell pretty easily. But yeah, Bon Iver, they did Rasputin. They did Brown Girl in the Ring. I guess that's kind of indie, but not really.
Yeah. Yeah, that picked that up.
I'm so sorry. But we're indie. We show our edges, you know. We don't have this big label. Hold my hair. Messing with us.
Do you think messing with people is making them throw up?
Yeah. Every time I said somebody messed with me, they made me throw up. They pulled trig on me.
You said, hey, somebody messed with me.
Yeah, remember when I was like, oh, that guy was messing with me.
Is it because you asked him to?
No, he was just like, asked. It was more of a demand.
You're like, mess with me.
Well, I was more literal. I was like, make me throw up.
This is a narrow definition of mess with me. Are there times that, what else would you consider messing with someone?
Nothing else.
I guess you're making a mess.
Mm-hmm. That's where it comes from.
Okay. Well, what if you're like, hey, man, dump out my backpack.
That'd be like hanging out.
I guess stuff's
hanging
out of your
backpack. Hey, don't ask what I call flirting.
What do you call flirting?
I just said don't ask.
Well, too late because I'm not a fan of you anymore after this show.
Mm-hmm. Well, it has to do with how I went to jail.
Yeah, it has to do with when you went to jail?
Yeah, when I was selling those AKs.
Oh, those automatic kill 47 peoples.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll leave Vega.
I tell you what, These over-ear headphones are a lot more comfortable if you actually put them over your ears.
What have you been doing?
On my eyes.
That's true. You've been breaking them because they don't really cover both your eyes naturally. So you'd separate the
Yeah, I know
ears.
What I do.
I know, but I'm just letting the listener know that.
They can see it.
They can.
Yeah. If they come here, if they really want to see how I wear my headphones, they can come here if they want to. Like, it's up to them.
Yeah.
I hope they do, because I'm a nice guy.
So we got about a few minutes left.
Yeah. We've been talking about indie music.
Talking about indie music in the most literal of ways.
Yes.
Which has truly been great for me. I think we should definitely continue on this mode.
I don't think we should.
Well, you'll have to tune in next week when you see me talking about indie music.
I don't like that. Let's bring some duct tape. Let's tape you.
Tape me?
I'm gonna tape you.
Yeah, we're tape year.
What?
Tapir, those creatures.
Oh, the animals.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those things.
Yeah. So why don't we close off today's show?
Let's wrap it up. Shall we do quick rapid fire naming session?
What do you mean?
Like how we do one word, one word.
Oh,
one
yeah,
word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'll start it off.
Okay.
Indie
music.
All right, there we are.
That's today's name of today's episode.
Indie music.
Thank you for listening. Make sure you rate and review our new indie music show, which is Radio Pizza Party, which is this one here.
That's it.
On iTunes, CITR, -- Radio Pizza Party on iTunes.
That's us.
And be sure to always do that.
Yeah, and we'll be here next week, same time, same place.
Also, keep an eye out next week.
We'll be blasting into your face.
Keep an eye out during this next, on Sunday and throughout the week, there might be some funny
spoofs.
Some funny things coming your way.
Yep.
If you're on UBC campus.
You never know.
Maybe. And
that's it.
That's
all I gotta say.
Thank you for listening to the new indie show.
I'm still not on board. Goodbye.
Well, if you really want to know a little more about me, there's somewhere we need to go. If we follow this highway out of the city, and girl, you're gonna find out a lot about me. Like never before, we'll get high on moonshine and buy a piece of land along the river shore. We can look up to the southern sun, and I just want to show you. Look into my heart.
Take a look at my heart, baby.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at CITR.